Blog Talk Radio.
Have this done ahead of time so that
you know, a service and not necessarily a lesson, if all be possible. That being said, I want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be from. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. I want to welcome you if you are in North America or South America, the African continent, the European theater, the Middle East, the Far East, the communist bloc country. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. With that being said, let me have the ladies to cover their heads, men uncover your heads, and let us do our statement of faith on this afternoon. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let's give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory to your name, O Yah Elohim. For you are wonderful in your time, Father. You are merciful and you are loving. Those that obey you, Father, we just know, Father, that you are good to us all the time. And all the time you're good, Father. And so we just want to come and bow the knee to you, honestly, me, Father, and ask that you would be with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. All right. I want to remind everybody about Feast of Trumpets coming up. That is what we are trying to get to in our reading. And watch as the Most High, how he comes down and he visits his people. And I can't wait for this day, if I'm alive, to see this in the future, his return, that we are able to see him in the flesh and to worship him in the flesh. In his presence, to be in his presence, to see his face. So that being said, let us read these scriptures. Let us get Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. As we're reading in Exodus, I won't read any of those verses out of Exodus. Deuteronomy chapter 12, starting in verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land, which Yah Elohim of thy fathers giveth thee to possess all the days of thy life, all the days that you live upon the earth. May the Most High bless you, the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. The blowing of the shofar.
Thank you. understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm gon' worship until I pass out. See, I came to worship.
Snap your fingers, snap 'em, snap your fingers, snap 'em.
World of Israel.
Snap your fingers, snap 'em.
Ain't nobody greater, ain't nobody greater.
You say that you love him, but you won't even keep his laws to save your life. You say that you need him, but when problems arise, you try to stall your way. I advise you to serve the Lord right now.
The Most High is the best, best, best.
Ain't nobody greater. He'll help you through your test, test, test. Ain't nobody greater.
He's your God,
walk in.
He's with God.
When problems knock you down, so please. There's nothing wrong with breaking God's laws. You say that there's nothing wrong,
and nothing bad will happen to you.
But don't you know,
if you don't repent,
but don't you know,
you're gonna die.
But don't you know,
you're gonna die.
But don't you know,
you're gonna die.
But don't you know,
but if you repent,
but don't you know,
to save your life.
But don't you know,
you're gonna die.
The Most High is the best.
Nobody greater.
We'll
help you through your test. Ain't nobody greater.
He's your God,
walking.
He's with God.
When problems knock you down,
when it gets hard,
so please,
please just remember this.
Ain't nobody greater. Sometimes in our lives we will make mistakes, but you gotta pray. He who overcomes will inherit all things. God's name, for all that's big and it's falling short of the glory of God. God touches the heart and He fresh the mind. He treats you as you are and not what you pretend to be.
The Most High is the best.
Ain't nobody greater.
Make sure that my memory is serving me correctly. but they wander in the wilderness for 40 years and they don't do a Passover. Okay, so let's start reading in Exodus chapter 13, starting in verse 1. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify me all the firstborn, whosoever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast. It is mine. Now, this both of man, this is talking about both of mankind, male and female. The firstborn belongs to the Most High, whether they are male or female, because the man here is mankind. So it's not, you know, it's not limited to the male. Okay? It is humankind or mankind. So this would apply to both men and women. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Yah brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came you out in the month of Abib. And Abib means earring. Okay? And so if I look this up in the Hebrew, Abib, from an unused root, meaning to be tender, green, in essence, a young ear of grain. Hence, the name of the month Abib, or Nisan. Abib, green ears of corn. So this means earring, when the corn is, you know, still on the stalk, and that's what Abib means. And so he had told him, you know, hey, that when he was doing the curses, doing the plagues on them, you know, it was saying that certain crops had come up and the hail consumed them. And then what the hail didn't get, the crops that hadn't come up yet, then he sent in the locusts, you know, to eat them up. And so, you know, the Most High is telling time by the crops that come up. So a bee is actually referring to the earring of corn. Let's continue. And it shall be when Yah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to Yah, a feast to Yah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters, all your house. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, son, because of that which I did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yah's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand has Yah brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. Now this word season, if we look this up, I believe it's the same word that is used for moon. Let's see. Moab, the Moadim, the Moadag, Moadah, properly an appointment, in essence a fixed time or a season, specifically a festival, conventionally a year, by implication an assembly, as convened for a definite purpose. Technically, the congregation, by extension, the place of meeting. So this word doesn't necessarily, I think in Genesis, I think it uses the same word for season, but it says moon. Let's go there real quick. Genesis chapter 1. Chapter 1, and let's go down to verse 14. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and for years. Let's see if the same word, Moadim, is used here. Moed. Hold on a second. Word here is the same word. two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. But the lesser light doesn't actually call it moon. I think it's in the Psalms that it equates the moon with season. Anyway, back to Exodus. And did I just close down my Bible? I did. Let me give it a hot second to load back up. And we're going to go back into Exodus and pick it up where we left off at. Exodus chapter 13. And verse 11. And it shall be when Yah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it to thee. Thou shalt set apart unto Yah all that opens the matrix, all that opens the womb, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the males shall be Yah. Now, between those two verses, the one where it says that the firstborn would belong to Yah, it has the word is used there for mankind. Here in verse 12, thou shalt set apart unto Yah all that opens the matrix, and every first thing that cometh of the beast which thou hast. Now, the males shall be Yah's. Now, does this just apply to the beast? Because it seems that it does apply to the beast. Because it's after that phrase, and so that it doesn't contradict with the previous verse that said mankind. And every first thing of the ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou will not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man, and again, the firstborn of man, thy children shalt thou redeem. So this man here in verse 13. Again, this is Adam, a human being, an individual or a species, mankind. So here again, he's reiterating it in verse 13. It's the firstborn of mankind amongst Israel, so that would include men and women. So the males have to be of the beast that he was saying. That verse, this verse reiterates. All the firstborn of mankind among thy children shalt thou redeem. It shall be when thy son asketh thee in the time to come, saying, what is this? That thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand, Yah brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yah slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yah all that opens the matrix, being male. See, this is since we're not sacrificing people, this has to apply to the beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yah all that opens the matrix, being male. But all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon thine hand and for a frontlet between thine eyes. For by strength of hand, Yah brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For Elohim said, least peradventure, the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. They get scared. You know, hey, it's war going on over here, and they, you know, some heavy war. And Yah said, well, let's not go that. Let me not take them that way, because they see it, they might become afraid and return to Egypt. Well, he led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Now, let's look at this word harness. Make sure that isn't, you know, meaning something different. And that word is shamus. C-H-A-C-H-A-M-U-S-H, Quamus, passive participle are the same as H-25, able-bodied soldiers. So a harness means that they were armed out of the land of Egypt, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence from with you. And they took their journey through Sukkot and encamped in Etham, or Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And Yah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud, and led them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light, to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdal and the sea, over against Baal Zephon, before it you shall encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am Yah. And they did so. So go camp by the sea. I want Pharaoh to think that, you know, you're trapped, and I'm going to harden his heart, and he's going to come thinking that, you know, he can kill you, but I'm going to get honor by or through Pharaoh, upon Pharaoh. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And Yah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea. Besides, Pi-Hahiroth. I'm going to look this up just to see how it's actually pronounced. Pi-Hahiroth. Pi-Hahiroth. Before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out with unto Yah, and they said unto Moses, because there was no grave in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Now, this is the first sign that they're having trouble, and already the people are what? Rebelling. They are complaining, and they're like, it ain't no graves in Egypt. You brought us out here to put us in graves. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? Didn't we say that? Leave us alone? Good grief. That we might, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear you not, stand still, and see the salvation of Yah, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. And Yah will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And Yah said unto Moses, now Egypt has one of the greatest armies in the world at this time. If the Most High can deliver them from Egypt, then they shouldn't be questioning him delivering them from anything else. And Yah said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yah when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of Elohim, which went before the camp of Israel, removed, left, and went behind them. So that the angel that went before them, that pillar of cloud, went where? Back behind them as a pillar of fire. And it was blocking the way, of the Egyptians. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to thee. So the Most High showed another miracle here. I'm going to cause the fire to show on Israel's side and night darkness to show on the Egyptian side. So that one came not near the other all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the middle of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, that Yah looked out upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels. So they're riding, the wheels come off of their chariot, that they drave them heavily. So rather than rolling and going in speed, now these horses are dragging these chariots through, on dry ground, but they're not rolling. And so he slows them down. So that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For Yah fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And Yah said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horses. Stand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it. And Yah overthrew the Egyptians in the middle of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus Yah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which Yah did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared Yah and believed Yah and his servant Moses. So they were complaining before. Now the Most High has done this miracle and killed all the Egyptians. Now they are fearing Yah. And they believe Yah that, he is Elohim and Moses is his servant. But, they got a short memory. This is like one of those micro memories where it just doesn't last long. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto Yah, and spake, saying, I will sing unto Yah, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Yah is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my Elohim, and I will prepare him in a habitation. My father's Elohim, and I will exalt him. Yah is a man of war. Yah is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his whole sea, his chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Yah, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Yah, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou hast sent forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, and the sea covered them. They sank as a lead in the mighty waters. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Yah, among the Elohim? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, and the earth swallowed them up. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid, hold of the inhabitants of Palestinian. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed, and the mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be as still as stone, till thy people pass over. O Yah, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Yah, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Yah, which thy hands have established. Yah shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with the chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and Yah brought them again to the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. And Miriam answered them, singing. Miriam answered them, sing ye to Yah, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and his rider has he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto Yah, and Yah showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a shoot and an ordinance. There he proved them. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yah thy Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yah that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palms, so that's 70 palm trees. And they had camped there by the water. So the Most High has delivered Israel out of Egypt's hand. He has destroyed the Egyptian army. They go 3 days, and they don't have any water. They come across this bitter pool, and they could not drink the water. And the Most High asked them to throw Moses to throw a tree in it. Didn't say what type of tree it was, but throw the tree into the waters, and the waters became sweet. And they became drinkable. Exodus 10. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month. So they left out the first of the first month, and now it is the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. So they've been gone really 45 days, somewhere in there. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. A month and a half in, they're murmuring. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to Elohim we had died by the hand of Yah in the land of Egypt. Hoo-wee. We wish we had died by the hand of Yah in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pot, and when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. First it was thirst, now it's hunger. Then said Yah unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they will gather daily, training them how to keep Sabbath. They said, I'm going to rain down bread for you every day, and on the sixth day I'm going to rain down twice as much. So there, and he said, I'm testing them. Okay? I'm testing them to see if they will keep my commandments. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel, At evening then you shall know that Yah has brought you out from the land of Egypt. In the morning then you shall see the glory of Yah, for that he heareth your murmurings against Yah. And what are we that you murmur against us? Hey, we're only men just like y'all are. Yah is doing everything, you know, so why are you murmuring against us? And Moses said, This shall be when Yah shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Yah heareth your murmuring, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yah. And Moses spake unto Aaron, saying, Unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before Yah, for he has heard your murmuring. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation, the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Yah appeared in the cloud. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am Yah your Elohim. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp. And let's see, did I skip something here? No, I didn't. Okay. Go back to verse 9. And Moses spake unto Aaron, saying unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before Yah, for he has heard your murmuring. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Yah appeared in the cloud. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Know that I am Yah, your Elohim. And it came to pass that at evening the quail came and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. So you want meat and you want bread? Here it is, quail. And when the dew that was lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there was lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. So if you've been up north or you've ever seen frost on, you know, the grass or whatever, this is what this manna looked like. Okay? But they would set it when you touch the frost on the ground or like the dew and it melt, then this would actually gather together. Okay? And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they knew not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which Yah has given you to eat. This is the thing which Yah has commanded. Gather of it every man, according to his eating, an omer for every man, to the number of your person. Take you every man for which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, Let no man leave it till the morning. Now, this is a perfect food. You know, if the Most High provided it, it's got to be perfect. And they're eating it, and no matter if they got a little bit or they got a lot, if you got a little bit, you didn't need any more, you didn't lack. Well, you know, for not having, if you had more, you know, you didn't have too much. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, But some of them left of it until the morning. You know, there's always going to be some hard-headed ones. And it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth or angry with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. So you had to get up early to get your manna. And if you didn't get up early enough, you got up too late, it was gone. And it came to pass that on the day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which Yah has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yah. Bake with that which you will bake today, and seize or boil that which you will seize, that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. Now, any other time they go to keep it, it would rot and turn into worms. So the Most High is showing that, hey, he's in complete control of this. And they laid it up until the morning, and Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yah. Today you shall not find it in the field. The Most High said, I'm not giving it to you. I'm not sending it down. 6 days you shall gather, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day to gather, and they found none. And Yah said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my law? See, for that Yah has given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place, that no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like a coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. So it was sweet. And Moses said, this is the thing which Yah commands thee, fill an omer of it to be kept for your generation, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. So now the Most High said, hey, gather an omer of this manna and keep it for the tabernacle. And it's not going to rot. It's not going to go bad. It's going to be used as a testimony, as a witness. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it up before Yah to be kept for your generation. So this manna in this pot, even after the Most High stopped producing manna, this manna was still there. And Yah commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to the land of inhabited. To a land inhabited, they did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now, an omer is an eighth part of an ephah. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandments of Yah and pitched in Rephidim. Now, Rephidim, these people worship the stars, and this is where the Star of David came from. And there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore, the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide you with me? Wherefore do you tempt Yah? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, where or why is it that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto Yah, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And Yah said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee the elders of Israel and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the tiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted Yah, saying, is Yah among us or not? Wow. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of Elohim in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let it down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Yah said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out of the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. I'm going to wipe them out. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because Yah has warned that Yah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. So we know that the Most High doesn't utterly wipe out the Amalekites until Saul. And Saul keeps, you know, Agag alive, and the people keep the sheep and the oxen alive against the orders of the Most High. Exodus chapter 18. And when Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that Elohim had done for Moses, for Israel his people, and that Yah had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after she had been sent back, and her two sons, of which the name of one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land, and the name of the other was Eleazar, or Eleazar. For the Elohim of my father, said he, was my help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses in the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of Elohim. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, am come unto thee, and thy wife and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obstinate, and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. How you doing, Pop? I'm doing fine, son. Son-in-law. And Moses told his father-in-law all that Yah had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all that travail that had come upon them by the way, and how Yah delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for the goodness which Yah had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, blessed be Yah, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that Yah is greater than all Elohim, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. So he knows that, you know, the Most High took their strong things and beat them in it. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Elohim. Now he's a priest of Midian, and he's going to offer a burnt offering and a sacrifice. Came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before Elohim. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. So now if he's a priest of Midian and he's making a sacrifice unto Elohim, then we got to know that there's another priesthood with the Most High saying, hey, this is going to be my priesthood right here. But the priest of Midian, at least Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, made sacrifice to Elohim and burnt offering, and he took for bread for Moses and the elders, and they partook in it, and Yah, you know, didn't say, don't do it. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses set to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until evening, trying to get, you know, we got this problem, we got that problem, telling them what to do? And Moses said to his father-in-law, to inquire of Elohim. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of Elohim and his law. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee, for the thing is too heavy for thee, it's too much for you. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice, and I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Elohim word, that thou mayest bring the cause unto Elohim. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto you, but every small matter they shall judge, so that it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. And if thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all the people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons, the hard causes they brought unto Moses. Small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. So Moses' father-in-law comes in and you know, actually teaches him how to govern and how to set up the structure. And you can't do all this by yourself. So set some men that are over 1,000, some men that are over 100, some men that are over 50, and the men that are over 10, okay? And when you think about that, you're going to have fewer men that are over 1,000. You have more men that are over 100, even more men that are over 50, and then more men that are over 10. You pass the word to the thousands pass the word to the 50s, to the hundreds pass the word to the 50s pass the word to the 10s pass the word to the people, and that's how they communicate. Chapter 19. Now this is when the Most High is going to come down people. And this is the first time that the people, I believe the first and the only time, that the people hear the trumpet of the Most High announcing his arrival among them. And this is what the Feast of Trumpets is all about. And so we're to remember this. And I also believe that in the future, this is going to happen again when Messiah returns. And it may very well be the same first of the seventh month. I'm not saying that, you know, it could be right. And the Most High says, okay, you just don't know the hour. It's coming at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's coming at midnight. You say you don't know the hour. So we should be ready. What I want to do on today, I want to stop here for today, and we will pick this up again on next Shabbat, starting in chapter 19, and we will go through and break this down, because we have the Most High descending, we have the Most High giving, you know, the commandments for the people to sanctify themselves and to clean themselves, and to not have sex with their wives on the third day, so that they can be clean before the Most High. you know, how to react on holy ground. And then he speaks to the people. And he's on the ground with them 6 days. 6 days time compared to that he's, you know, the Most High doesn't do this. So we're going to start here on next Shabbat. And we will start in chapter 19. And we'll go a little bit slower. And we will break these things down so that we understand, you know, the tabernacle. We start understanding all these little different things that lead to the feast of, starting with the feast of trumpets. And these things lead into the, all the other feast days. So with that being said, are there any questions on anything that we read tonight? No questions on anything we've read tonight? If not, then I am going to let you have the rest of your evening to do whatever it is that, you know, you want to do. For most of you, Shabbat is already over. It will soon be dark here. I got me some cabbage that I'm, you know, wanting to tear into. But, you know, I want to take time starting here because between Exodus 19 all the way to Exodus 40, that really covers only 6 days. 6 days. And so we want to take some time in there because a lot of information. And all of this pertains, 99% of it transfers into the New Testament. So with that being said, may the Most High bless you and keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen, until we meet again. Remember, I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, saints, for this is the whole duty of man. Shalom, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
What can I do if I don't have
thinking that my speakers are on. All right. Shalom and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Shalom.